Manager's Log, Tuesday, March 28, 2017. In a recent edition of The Nation magazine, I was reading an article about the women in the Black Panthers movement. Now, Black Panthers started out in Oakland, California, and they're addressing social justice issues nationwide. They're seen as an underground violent group. And yes, some of the encounters that did happen because of some of the issues that they're bringing up did turn violent. The median age of the Black Panthers back then was 19. The median age of Vietnam soldiers at that time was 18. The article that I read focused mostly on four Black women with a median age of 19, maybe somewhere 20, 22. It was interviews and reflections about what impressed them about and why they got involved in the movement. The legacy of the Black Panthers, part of it is the free lunch program. Part of it is free medical clinics. Part of it is daycare centers. Median age of the Black Panthers, 19. They did marches, they did rallies, they did protests of things that happened on a daily basis. They gathered people from far and wide within the Oakland area, San Francisco, Berkeley, Los Angeles, other chapters, and they did it all without social media. Median age, 19. Many of these organizers were young women. Median age, 19. In her book, New Indians, Old Wars, Elizabeth Cook Lynn, her book focused more on sovereignty and the education process and how there is a need to incorporate more understanding of Native sovereign rights. But the title of the book, New Indians, Old Wars, is apropos. We're fighting old wars. Standing Rock, an old war, New Indians. I don't know what the average age of the people who attend it, but I imagine that they're young, under 24, many of them under 24, under 25. How that will be leveraged is yet to be seen. The old wars that we're taking on right here in our community, old issues we've had. We've got alcohol and drug abuse. We've got social justice issues. We've got homelessness. Old wars. New Indians. Looking for those new Indians. Medium age, 19. More food for thought. Thanks for listening.